You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. Glad you're with us Friday afternoon, 2:08 p.m. We are just going to kick it off right off. But hey, Copper is running the board on a Friday. Hey, Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. But yeah, and it's cold. I mean, goodness. I mean, weren't we just wearing t-shirts like, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah,
25 degrees. I was out at Otter Creek Farm this morning, by the way. 25 degrees while we were there. Yeah. But we got a good show for you lined up. Inside, safely ensconced within the heated studio right now, having a cup of Just Love coffee. No kidding, I really am. But Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. I will tell you right now, at 3:30 p.m., you're going to want to stay tuned because Mike Durant, running for U.S. Senate, is going to be on the show with us. 3:30 p.m. for Mike Durant. And then 4 p.m., Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute is going to be breaking down some bills that have already been filed as the legislature goes into session next week. Some are pretty interesting. Some are kind of, interesting nonetheless. Yeah, triple dipper. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right. So Triple Dipper for Friday. Here's the three themes we're going to run this show on. Number one is this. It is a supreme day. It is a supreme day. This is the supreme day that God has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. But nonetheless, what I'm saying here, though, a little double entendre there. Supreme day. The Supreme Court is hearing some major, major oral arguments today. In fact, they've already concluded just prior to the show coming on. I'll give you updates because the Supreme Court was hearing things in special session today, special session, that have a direct impact on all these COVID vaccine mandates. We'll talk about that. Number one, Triple Dipper, a supreme day. Number two, our Alabama U.S. Senate race is coming in hot. I'm just saying right now, it's really heating up, and Mike Durant's going to be on to talk about that somewhat. But yeah. The U.S. Senate race is coming in hot. I mean, right now the polls, I think this is pretty much anybody's race, and I'll unpack that for you, as well as talking about other races around the nation and how this could impact things, you know, in terms of the overall balance of power. And then number three, I'm just giving it this title, is the Alabama legislature all in? I don't know. Are they? We're going to find out. They're in next week. We got a few bills already in there, one of which we hear is coming is a gambling bill, and we'll talk about that. All right, listen, it's going to be a full show. Good callers, good content, lots of breaking news. But I got to tell you, before I really even get going, the whole thing about the U.S. Senate race coming in hot, the whole thing about changing the balance of power, the whole thing about the Supreme Court, all of that wrapped together in my mind, and I realized what we had there was pretty much like joint operations in the military. You got to have all aspects of the use of force available to you to make your case in a fight. Now, I've had an opportunity, I'll be honest with you, this is kind of cool. I've had an opportunity in recent years to spend some time with someone who I consider to be one of my personal heroes. Retired Lieutenant General, that's three stars, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. General Boykin, he had an amazing military career. He was one of the founding members of what we can now call Delta Force. Participation in the epic special operations missions of the time, like things like the attempt to rescue the Iran hostages, the invasion of Grenada, where he earned his first Purple Heart, the invasion of Panama, the Battle of Mogadishu, which we refer to as Black Hawk Down, the hunt for drug lord Pablo Escobar. At one point, he commanded all of U.S. Army Special Forces, the Green Berets. But he's also a man of great faith and character, who shares his relationship with Jesus often, and in retirement, he now works for the conservative Christian organization, the Family Research Council. I encourage you, literally, any of you who want to know more about a person like that, I encourage you to read his book. It's called Never Surrender. I'm having it linked to the Right Side website today so you can track it down if you want to. But of all the missions that General Boykin was on, there are two that became absolute catalysts for change. The first of those two was the attempted rescue of the Iran hostages in 1979, and the other was the invasion of Grenada in the early 80s, just a few years apart, each of them. And both of those missions were dynamic and audacious, and they were also flawed from the beginning. The mission to rescue the U.S. citizens who are being held in our embassy in Iran by Islamic extremists for over a year was named Operation Eagle Claw. I won't go into all the details, but suffice to say the mission failed when logistical and operational issues on the ground led to a collision between two aircraft and a fire that resulted and killed 8 members of the rescue force. It was part of the downfall of Jimmy Carter's presidency, and the invasion of the small nation of Grenada was ultimately successful, but it suffered from some of the same issues as Operation Eagle Claw. Basically, in the after-action reviews, it was determined that in both cases there were inter-service communications that were just horrible. The Army, the Air Force, the Navy, Marines, they didn't talk well together. They didn't have compatible systems and support nodes. They were each protective of their own turf, and they wanted their own piece of the pie. As a result, a direct result of these two major operations that General Boykin participated in, the U.S. Special Operations Command was then formed in 1987. It was a completely separate joint command, which now to this day has authority over all the Navy SEALs, Air Force Special Operations, Army Rangers, Green Berets, and now the Marine Raiders. No more infighting, no more lack of communication, no more fussing over taking orders from someone from a different branch of service. It's a unified command structure to fight our special operations battles. So why am I telling you all this? Because we have to consider such things for other fights as well. We conservatives cannot forget the broader mission. We must fight on all fronts. And we must use whatever best assets we have available, regardless of whether it was our first choice. A classic example of what I'm talking about is that today the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing arguments on an emergency appeal of whether or not to enjoin, you know, to freeze or put on hold, Biden's vaccine mandates for private employers and medical personnel. This is a huge deal, y'all. But there are folks right now who still focus solely on what happened in the 2022 election to the point that they're not even seeing other means now of carrying the fight forward. I mean, we have to fight in the courts to protect our rights. That's a legal battle. We must fight in our state legislatures to make sure the laws here at home are designed to protect us and give our attorney general the ammunition they need against liberal federal overreach. That's a state legislative battle. We must fight in our school board elections and our school board meetings here at the home front to make sure that our kids are getting the best education possible and that they're not victims of social justice warriors who want to co-opt our children. That's a school battle. We must fight to send the right person to our governor's office who has the strength and the stamina and the moral compass and conservative values to put Alabama on the right track no matter the pressure. That's an executive battle. We must fight to send the best possible candidates up to Washington, D.C., who not only look good and sound good, but who will actually carry the values this state is known for among its people. That's a federal battle. All of these battles, and more like them, we have to fight them all, and we have to fight them all at the same time. It requires clarity of purpose and unity of command, and we will not get there if we only care about one aspect of the plan. We must be cognizant that this is an asymmetric warfare, that we are on a battlefield that has no front lines. Basically, we're surrounded. But there's a song that I love by Christian artist Michael W. Smith. You may have heard it. It's only a few years old, even though he's personally been recording for like 40 years. It's called Surrounded, This Is How I Fight My Battles. And when you hear the song, you realize that's just the way he likes it. It says in the song, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Meaning he knows where his strength lies. He doesn't care if he's surrounded. Well, liberals think they've got us surrounded. And too often we act like it, you know it? Liberals think they've gotten the upper hand because Republicans too often eat our own and we don't work well together. We turn on each other. The 2022 elections and the freaking pandemic combined, like General Boykin's missions in the deserts of Iran and the shores of Grenada, they made us disjointed. We suffered some losses. But I'm telling you, I'm sensing more resolve than ever, and we're going to have to stay in this thing using every tool, every trick, every technique and tactic, unified under one banner. That's how we fight our battles. Using every tool available to us. That's how we win. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, seriously, one of those fights is happening today as the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on things that really go way beyond the cases themselves, in my opinion. I'll break some of that down for you when we get back. Plenty to talk about today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.